I lost it all. My friends, my loved ones. But in life, there's always a chance to grow from the struggle, from the pain, from the realness. Here's my story, Lord.
Hey world, yeah, I know it's been a while. Thought I'd come around and let you know what's up now. No album lately, so my mind is kinda up down. I still been taking care of my mama and them somehow. Disappeared from the scene and left my old team. Had to find a new approach to an old dream. And it's not to take a shot at my old team. I just want you to see, this is me. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can. Cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. Cause there's no me without you. And all I wanna be is true. And all I wanna be is true. Apologies if I ever let you down. But so much didn't happen that it's hard to talk about. So many losses that my lawyer said don't talk about it. Just had to pray and keep it cool till I can walk about it. Came home, held my sister as a child. Kinda hurt me cause I could've had my own now. I lost my baby, damn it's really getting home now. I just had to learn.
This is me.
So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can. Cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. Cause there's no me without you. And all I wanna be is true. To the sky, Lord, why do I cry when no one is looking? Is the blame for this pain even caused by the shame of this fame I've been given? My pride don't cause me to hide my true feelings. Cause I can only be real. Hey, cause I can only.
It's true.
And all I wanna be is true.
It's so hard just holding on and even picking up my phone. It's hard enough to be, hard enough to be, hard enough to be alone. I'm just trying to move along. Sometimes I do and then I don't. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. Tell myself that it ain't healthy. second guessing, it don't
help me.
I'm so tired of feeling
guilty.
By my eyes, it's time to fight. Seems like I'm always a
guilty.
Seems like this is never
ending.
I refuse to let it
end me.
Mentally, spiritually, physically, I need my peace. Oh, I need my peace.
Oh,
I wake up every morning and tell myself,
good morning, gorgeous.
Sometimes you got a book and I'm here and say,
good morning, gorgeous.
No one else can make me feel this way.
Good morning, gorgeous.
Good morning,
gorgeous.
Good morning,
gorgeous.
All the times that I hated myself,
yeah.
All the times that I wanted to be someone
else,
all the times that I should have been gentle
with me,
all the times that I should have been careful
with me.
Why did I hate myself?
Why did I hate
so intensely? Lord, help me. I wake up every morning and tell myself,
morning,
gorgeous. Sometimes I gotta look in the mirror and say,
morning,
gorgeous. No one else can make me feel this
way. Morning,
gorgeous.
Morning,
gorgeous.
Morning,
gorgeous. I ain't talking about getting no hair and makeup. I'm talking about soon as I wake up.
Good morning, gorgeous. That was Mary J. Blige coming through to talk to us tonight. To talk to Tana. It is Tuesday, y'all. Happy New Year's again. In case we missed you last time. We're going to come back to that. We live. Hey. Happy birthday. Shouts out to Mary J. Blige. How about that? You know, I had to start her new hit song off. Good morning, gorgeous. I have Miss Teresa Stewart in the building, better known as the Bougie Broad, as known as the Poet. As hypnotic. Ooh, she's a multi-talented black sister sitting right with me.
My girl,
ooh, I'm so excited. How you feeling tonight? I know you got out work and rushed to come to see us, but
I'm good. Thank you for having me, love bug. How
to be? Yay. This is how we doing it in 22. We live and mic check. Can you hear me? Or you ain't even got your stuff on, do you? He didn't say if he couldn't hear me. He said he hears music playing. Y'all know how we are. Got to make sure we can be heard out there.
Got to be heard it.
She also is a comedian as well in her own little way.
All right.
And she has a character called
Miss Hattie Mae.
Yeah, and she's going to join us later on in the show.
That she is.
Okay, so just thinking about Hattie Mae makes me laugh. Yeah, we just had a show this past Friday, the first Friday comedy show at the Premier Ultra Lounge, and it went well. We had a few hiccups, because most people do when you never work with people and you got to know their cues and they got to learn your cues. So we know what our little hiccups could be. So we're going to come back out on the first Friday of February, and we're going to have a show, Miss Up Close and Personal, D. Lee, and Little Stephanie. So that's what we're going to, there we go.
I can hear you.
Okay. That's what we're going to have going on. The Premier Ultra Lounge once again. DJ Mad Mixin' Murdoch and DJ Smooth be in the building. Jasmine B will be in the building with Raw For Real t-shirts. I got my own t-shirts now. I'm so excited.
You fancy.
I'm excited. I'm trying to be fancy, girl. It's 22. I think people deserve to have something, you know. I gave everybody a t-shirt that performed, and they representing the First Friday Comedy Show because, you know, they was a part of it. That shit was dope.
That was dope.
I like that.
You say, oh, I heard a cuss word. So this, I can cuss.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
You can be
that.
You.
All right. I like
you can
it.
Be
I
you.
Like a little cuss word. Let me say one real quick.
Then. Hurry up.
Okay.
Okay. They had to throw one
just
in there.
One. Just the water.
So far, how's your 2022 going?
My 2022. I mean, it's been blessed, despite of the hiccups, despite of things that jump off. I'm learning to find my blessings inside of my struggles, if
okay.
that makes sense.
Yeah. That's what's up. That means you have faith.
It's tough.
Like that.
It's tough sometimes, yeah. but you don't know how much faith you have until you're faced with something.
And guess what? You hear. Still pushing through.
Still pushing through.
Because that's the strength we got to have. You know, as women, no matter what color, because we got so many hats that we wear that we don't even have to wear them. We just got them.
I think we assume them also, Tana. I could be completely honest. We assume so many. Let me tell you, I'm 53. And I just recall the moment that I realized that my mama's gone. My father's gone. My children are grown. Semi-retired, you know. And outside of being the bougie bride or hypnotic or Hattie Mae, I didn't know me.
Right.
I knew nothing about Teresa. Yeah, I didn't know what I liked. I mean, I know I laugh at stuff. I'm sorry. I laugh at stuff. But I never, if I didn't have anything attached to me, I never knew what gave me joy.
Right.
And if I can be completely honest, that is a lonely place to be. And people think because you're on microphone or on stage or even on TV or whatever that it's all gravy.
Yeah.
And ain't nothing wrong with the platform, but you got to come off the mic. You got to come off the TV. You still deal with stuff, real life stuff.
I was going to say life.
Life stuff, yeah.
And then, like you said, you got kids.
Yeah.
So that's always something busy to do.
Yeah.
Even then when you don't want to.
Yeah.
Because you know they're yours.
And then
and like you down. Said, you we feel like, how did you say that?
What did I say? I'm 53.
Yeah. Well, hell, I'm 52. Is that why the fuck I can't remember?
Girl, we 105 sitting right here. I don't know what I just said. What did I say?
You were saying that we assume.
We assume the roles.
The roles. Uh-huh. Because it's in us. Like,
you call your mom, your friends, call your mom, your younger cousins, call your auntie. So you went from being a cousin to an auntie. You went to
But that's a respect level, though.
It is.
That shows you that they respect you.
And they love you. And but still, we absorb. Not only do we assume, Tana, we absorb so much of other people. Like, I can cuss.
Yes.
And
Bullshit.
And I'm like a sponge. You know, we keep absorbing it, keep absorbing. But over time, a sponge will begin to seep. And once it starts to seep, if you don't wring it, the sponge is no good.
Right.
It doesn't do anything anymore. Mm-hmm. You know?
It's just sitting there.
It's just sitting there.
Just sitting there.
Just sitting there.
Can't do nothing. Full of water.
Ragged ass.
And ain't none of that water leaking out of none of them holes.
Not now.
This is holding it together. We are individuals. We are humans. We make mistakes. Hopefully those mistakes turn into lessons. And we have to set the path, especially, you know, for our kids and grandkids. And like you said, cousins, to call your auntie. And
society in general, especially when you have a platform. I think that when you have a platform that you have that extra burden, you know, gifts comes with responsibility. It
mm-hmm.
comes with burden because even when Tana B doesn't want to be Tana B, the comedian, there's still somebody out there that's going through something. It looks to Tana to make them
to
laugh.
To fill that up, yeah.
And I think that our gifts belong to us. I mean, they belong to other people. I think that God gives it to us to manifest it. But there's so many comedians out there. There's so many poets out there. But ain't nobody doing it like Tana. Ain't nobody doing it like Hypnotic. They're equally talented.
Right.
They may even have more platforms than
but
you, whatever.
But you just got a different...
There's somebody that looks on
my energy different, you know?
Somebody looks to you, and nobody can make them laugh from the gut like you. You know, And that comes with a gift.
That's a blessing. It's a blessing and a curse. Because, mm-hmm. like, when I'm at bartending, somebody always like, oh, you're a comedian? Tell me a joke.
Tell me a joke.
I say, not today, but I'll serve you a drink.
Then you think everything's funny.
Because I can't. Because I'm not here to perform for you.
Yeah, I get it. I
see. Yeah.
They were hypnotic. Girl, at one point, you would think the hypnotic was this Kodak theater star, you know.
And you are. Girl, you are.
Give me a poem. You'll be dead tomorrow. Give me a poem. I ain't got no poem.
Right, not for you today.
Today.
No.
But for in the beginnings, I felt obligated to do
mm-hmm.
it. I'd be in the middle of the mall coming out of Macy's. Give me a poem. I'm dropping it right there like it's hot, you know. Because I felt like if I didn't, it would show that I didn't appreciate it.
Right.
Or I didn't, I wasn't humbled, you know. And people don't think about that you have other stuff going on. They think that you're always what they see on the surface.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's why I said the many hats that we carry. So you got to be able to perform doing comedy. You got to be able to be a mom when it's mom time. You got to be able to be the bartender when it's the bartender. You got to be able to be a poet when it's the poet time. Like,
you got to be able to turn it on, turn it off.
And still take care of your personal, your mental, your physical, spiritual,
all
emotions,
that.
All of that
yeah.
plays into it. And That's a lot. That is a lot for anybody to have to absorb and control and still be able to
embrace.
Yeah. That's a good word. Be able to embrace it all. Or unhook his ass.
Let it go.
Because there's some things that need to be unhooked in 2022. Yeah, I know somebody's going
through
something
honey.
Out there.
Take on this more than that bra.
Hey, it is Tuesday from 7 to 9, the YaiserRadio.com show. Talk to Tana. It's also Mary J. Blige's birthday, y'all. So you know that's my favorite female R&B singer. So we're going to be hearing a lot of my favorite songs from her. And y'all can tell me if y'all like them or not, if it's one of your favorites, what it meant to you, if it saved you, because she got a lot of songs that I felt like me and her, I should have collabed with her.
They're personal. They're,
yeah, it's like
in touch feelings. You
know? I've been there, done that.
I'm there. I'm
yeah,
there.
I'm going there with you. And thank you for saying that you're going through this shit too, because I thought I was by myself.
No, you ain't by yourself.
Yeah.
Just that some of us are open to being transparent, and the rest of us are
and don't want to deal with it. Okay, so we're going to take a short break. We're going to refresh our drinks. And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk to some more Bougie Broad, and we're going to talk about the earring business and how that's going and what the future is looking like and any future plans, events, pop-up shops is what they call them now. And where we going to be at, where we can see her merchandise set and how you could purchase it. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Been wrote about, she's been talked about constantly. She's been up and down, she's been pushed around, but they held her down in NYC. She has no regrets, she accepts the past. All these things they help make she. She's been lost and found, and she's still around. There's a reason for everything. Yeah.
No, I've been holding on, trying to make me weak, but I still stay strong.
Yeah.
Put my life all up in me, just so you can feel me, you can get the little
take me as I am,
as I was,
as I
am. Nothing at all,
nothing at all.
Take me
as I am.
Or have nothing at all.
Guess she's older now, guess she's wiser now.
Yes, it's got her now. She don't need no one telling her what to do and say. No one telling her who to be. She's on solid ground. She's been lost and found. Now she answers to G-O-D. She's confident. This is not the end. Ask me how I know, cause she is me. Yeah.
No, I've been holding on. I've been holding on. But I
can
stay strong,
but
my mind's gonna be strong, just so you can feel me.
So you can get the real me,
as I am, or have
I
been
at all.
Maybe just a foolish dreamer, but I don't care. 'Cause I know my happiness is waiting somewhere. I'm searching for that silver lining. Horizons that I've never seen. Oh, I'd like to take just a moment and dream my dream. Oh, dream my dream. Where my mind belongs, fresh and clear, and I'm not alone, but I long to see where everybody can be what they wanna be. Oh, I'd like to greet the sun each morning and walk amongst all that night. I'd like to know the taste of honey in my life, in my life. Well, I've shared so many pains, and I play so many games.
way, somehow, somewhere, someday. Now, by the love that I long to see, some people can be what they wanna be.
My everything. It's all because of you. I'm never sad and blue. You brighten up my day, and you're on best your way. Whenever you're around, I'm never feeling down. You are my trusted friend, on you I can depend. You take me away from the pain, and you bring me paradise.
And when I'm frosty
days, you brought sunshine in my life.
It never occurred
to me the first time I saw your face. I was born so deep in love that your love can't be replaced. My darling, only you can make my dreams come true. And every night I pray you'll never go away. I promise I would try until the day I die to treat you like a king. You are my everything. From the pain and you bring me paradise.
And when I'm crying,
you brought sunshine in my life. To me, the first time I saw your face, I was born so deep in love that your love can be
restrained. You are beautiful.
All I ever restrained. Love so good, so good, so good, so good. You can bring it.
Back on the air, Top to Tana. It is Tuesday, y'all. January 11th. Happy birthday. Shouts out to my cousin Trania and my little cousin Elijah. I got a lot of cousins that's just born on the same day, like
just born
on the same day. I was born on my brother's birthday, 10 years apart on the same day. I was the worst birthday gift he ever had. But I love him to death, and he loved me too. Rest in peace, my brother Butchie. And we back. We got Miss Teresa Stewart in the building, the Bougie Broad, and we're going to talk about her business a little bit. She has her she makes handcrafted earrings, and yeah, that's going on. She makes handcrafted earrings, and they are beautiful. And I'm going to let her tell you a little bit. Well, first of all, how did you get started wanting to get the earrings in motion?
I don't think I ever started wanting to be honest with you. I used to have a boutique 10 years ago called the House of Hypnotic on 3737.
I remember that.
West 30th Street, successful, thriving boutique, beautiful boutique. About 30 grand into that boutique. And the day that I got the news that my daughter was molested was the last time I opened.
Wow.
And not because there wasn't any business or clientele, it just that the inside of me just completely collapsed, you know. And so over time, the doors are forced closed for real,
right?
Because there's no business anymore,
yeah.
Right? So as I was liquidating the shop, people were coming in and saying, hey, girl, you can buy beads, you can buy this, you can buy that. And I'm running on adrenaline, Tana, so I'm just buying whatever they tell me to buy.
Right.
I don't even know why I'm buying this shit. I'm just buying shit. And I'm putting it in this box, you know, just throwing it in the box. Shelving is gone, lighting is gone, everything's gone.
Right.
And so when we moved out of the shop, I moved into an apartment, and I remember looking at this box, like, what the hell is in this box? Girls, it's all kind of stuff. I ain't even know nothing to do with it.
Mm.
So I opened the box, sitting on the floor, opened a box. And I was just kind of, I said, this is a bunch of junk. And I don't know where the idea actually spun from,
right.
You know, other than my first earring was a disaster. It was ugly. And my daughter said, Mama, kindergarten can make a better earring than that. And it hurt my feelings so, so bad. I think that it was one of the defining moments, I would say, because it made me pay more attention.
Right.
To detail, made me want to ask questions, and then it became a safe place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trying to figure out the earrings, trying to figure out how to it became a place where I didn't have to think about
nothing else. That's mm-hmm. just your time
just
for
my
you.
My time, and when we found out about my daughter, my son also, it was a psychosis for him. He had a psychotic break from it, and he spun off into heroin, spun off into drugs really, really bad.
Wow.
And so oftentimes when I didn't want to deal with the reality, I would just start playing with the earring like they were my friends or whatever. And I said, you're not going to make these earrings. You know, so I got interested a little bit. And but the devil has a way of trying to block what God has given you.
Right.
Block, I mean, he can't. The devil has some trickery. Trying to blind you to what God says is yours. And when I say that, when I started making earrings in 2011, I will often compare the earrings to other people. And I said, oh, my God, I'm not going to be able to do this. The
right.
earrings are, oh, my stuff is trash. Realizing that the gift is the same, it's just that these people have more tenure, they have more time in, they have more polished skills.
Mm-hmm.
But if you listen to the devil, he'll have you ready to throw it all
away.
It's kind of like when you first start comedy and you hear everybody else getting standing ovations and all this laughter, and then you may not do as well.
Right.
And you may say, oh, my God, I ain't going to beg to. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm no good. And you got to stay in it. And mm-hmm. But it became a safe place. But over time, I lost my safe place with jewelry, with the earrings and stuff, because it became my income. So when I depended on it for income, I no longer had that quiet place.
Right.
You know,
right.
all the noise.
Now it's a job.
Right. And all the all the noise, you know, and I don't mean noise like TV and radio. I'm talking about all of the spiritual noises, all of the things going on inside your world started caving in on it, you know. And it's just been a long process, Tana. And I'm very, very, very grateful, very, very humbled. That I have literally would know, and I say this so humbly, when my boutique closed, you know, open sign is now closed permanently. Everything's gone. At this point, the house is even gone. They,
right.
They no, leveled it. Everything's gone. I never had a thought or an idea that the vision was here,
mm-hmm.
not the visual.
Right.
You know, and 10 years later, after all that's gone, I am literally 489 or 83, somewhere in that ballpark, less than 500 pair of earrings away from making 25,000
handmade earrings, unduplicated, sitting on the floor. You know, no assembly line, no boutique, no.
That is amazing. 25,000 pairs of earrings.
500 pair away. And I said, well, how is that even possible? But then if you think about 10 years into 25,000, only breaks down to 20 to 2,500 per year. If you take that, I'm sorry, yeah, 2,500 per year. And then if you take that and divide it over 12 months, you're looking at 210 pair, 220 a month.
That's a lot.
I do that standing on my head because I'm always vending or people order earrings. I have customers that order 10 and 15 pair at a time. I have supply boutiques. I do a lot of stuff. So to make 200 pair earrings breaks down to 50 pair a week.
Right.
So it's not a lot of earrings. It's a lot of earrings over time, but not when I broke down.
And you are making these by yourself.
By myself.
No help. No, ain't nobody handing you a bead or a tool or nothing. It's just you.
Just me.
25,000 pairs of earrings. Really, that's 5,000 because it's two to a pair.
Yeah, 50,000.
That's really a lot of earrings.
You know, I had girlfriends. I'm going to come on and help you, and I'm not easy to deal with when it comes to making earrings.
Right, because that's your craft and it's your ideal, and they're not going to see what you see.
And they, and Lord knows, Deborah and Andrea and different ones that come out and try to help me that I love dearly. I said, okay, just paint or just cut. you know, because it's even when I have customers that want to tell me what they want. That doesn't work well for Bryce.
It's a vision for you.
It's a
you
got to
see
me.
It also
stifles your creativity. When someone says, I need an earring, do what you do. Then I do what I do. Then anyone comes and says, well, that's not quite what I wanted. Can you do this?
It ain't the same.
It ain't the same.
Somebody else about it just like that.
Just like that.
For that.
Just like that.
And be just as happy as you should have been.
So I don't really get into custom orders. I will for customers that really, really support. But we got to get an understanding.
Right, first of all.
You know, give me a general idea. But yeah, I have been very, very blessed as an entrepreneur.
50,000.
Yeah.
All different shapes, sizes, and colors. And
bare clay.
Yes.
Feathers, leather.
Oh.
Suede, wire, string.
Strain. Yeah, you got to have some strain earrings. We started off with straw shit. First of all, let's go back to some thread. You get the thread in first.
You got to get the ear.
You
got to
get the needle. Yeah, you got to freeze it with the ice. Then you get the needle. Push that needle through there with the thread on it.
Yeah, you got to be almost picking a glove to know that.
Woo. Then about 2 weeks later, after you done, that little string done turned brown all around.
Get the broom.
Get the broom and burn them ends and stick them in there. That's when you know you're African.
Yeah, that's when Jason
when you got the straws in your ears.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you got them straws in your ears, that's when your African comes out of you, shit, because that takes some, that's some pain right
there.
Yeah,
that
hurts. Ooh. And then you see the little babies getting them, popping them. They just popping them in. Wow. Ah! Like, what the hell did you do?
Yeah.
We suffer for weeks. Now, they still, we don't know how much pain they in, of course, because they can't tell us. We was old enough to know that you sat there and got their ear numb. Well, I had two cousins. Shouts out to Niecy and Roxy. They pierced my ears, my cousin. They pierced my ears for
me. My neighbor pierced mine the first time at 6. And they closed up, and I just remember after that going to JCPenney. And getting them done.
I got my second ones done in the middle of the mall. Then when my son, one of his ear pierced, I was like, you get one earring and I'll get the other ring. And I got one of these up here done. That's when that first came out.
In the gristle.
And I tried to clean it.
F that.
And I never put it back in there.
Yeah, F that.
And then now they put them in their nose. And they live. I was watching something on TV today. The girl had two up here, one down here, one down here. I said, oh, Jesus.
I got one hole.
Okay, listen, that's a lot of snatching.
Yeah.
You can't do nothing in a hurry.
Yeah, I'm not.
You can't take your shirt off in a hurry. That might get caught, tear your whole lip up. That's a lot of stuff.
I don't have a tattoo, so.
I got my first one. Actually, February 2017 with my daughter, because her daughter passed in 2016 in December 2016. And that was our one thing that we can never take us away from each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's my granddaughter. And that's the only tattoo I got.
Oh, no.
It was free-handed. I had trust. Thank you, Wiz. I was like, I don't even know who you are, but I'm letting you do something to me I ain't never had done before.
No.
And don't
my daughter has tattoos. She said, Mama, will you get a tattoo? She's sick, but my kids have. I think all of my kids have my name on them somewhere.
Somewhere.
And she said, when you put our names on you, I said, I already got it. She said, where? I said, honey, I got birth certificate. Your name is on the birth certificate. No.
Your name is on these stretch marks.
Yeah. Your name is on 53 years somewhere.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, well, I told my daughter, she was probably like 15. She said she wanted to get a tattoo. And I said, just wait. I said, we'll get one together that would be meaningful for us. Well, when she turned 16, she was like, well, can we get the tattoo now? And I'm procrastinating because I really didn't want to do it. And I was taking her to school one day, and she was getting out the car, and her shirt raised up, and she had a tattoo on her little back ass called Jolie.
Mm.
I got out the car and met her coming around the car to go into school and snatch her. She's like, what's wrong? I said, where the fuck did you get this tattoo at?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mommy, me, Nicole, and Ashley, what? Y'all and Dajanae, we went to get these tattoos taken. I couldn't be the only one not get one. I said, yes, you could have. I said, wait till you get home from school. She does. I ain't do shit.
I know.
But she was scared all day at school. Because she didn't know what was going to happen when she got home.
Yeah, my daughter loves her tattoos.
I couldn't do nothing to her while she was in front of the school building.
Back in the day, you
could have kicked her ass. Wait till you get your ass at home. I'm going to deal with you at home. Oh, she was scared. She told me, she said, oh, I was so scared at school that day. I didn't know what to do.
Nervous.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So I got one, and that's enough. And then I had somebody ask me, well, why you don't have the rest of your grandkids' names on you? I said, they didn't have a chance to breathe here. They here breathing. I'm in there for them. I just had my fifth grandchild last week.
I have eight.
Eight?
I have five biological, and then I have three that are siblings.
Of your kids.
Yeah, and so,
they're my kids too.
Yeah.
I feel like that too. I have four living and one deceased, but she'll always be my grandchild, so she's always included in everything we do. My granddaughter was in the car today, and she said, I miss Mariah. And my daughter looked at me, I looked at her, I said, well, I guess they be talking. Because Elise was born in July and Araya passed in December of 2016. So I don't know how she missed her because she never got to physically meet her.
You don't know the connection.
I know, that's when I looked at my, because my daughter turned around and looked at me funny like, she said she missed Araya. And we both know, but I never said nothing to her, you know, about it. She's like, yeah, Araya's in heaven, I miss her. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, yeah, maybe she knows something we don't know. So, yeah.
None your business.
Yeah, ain't none of our business. That's Elise and her little cousin. Jazz said, oh, Mommy, we probably both. I said, I already got gray hair, so we both would have nothing now. I would have more. Mm-hmm. 2 5-year-olds running around at the same time.
Yeah, I can do.
Yeah, oh, my goodness.
You're none
of this. The 8 and the 7, they not too bad. As long as they got something to do, they can go outside, they can ride their bikes, they can jump on the trampoline. They pretty much stay busy. The winter, when they got to stay inside, they on their tablets. So they not no bad kids. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm.
I think they know that when they come to T-Mama house, ain't none of that shit y'all be doing at home going on over here. Sit your ass down somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell you again. And that is what it is.
My house was a getaway.
That mine probably is too,
they
for some.
They're getting away. They're getting away.
She said it's a getaway.
It's a getaway.
Now, I'll be lenient with them now, but don't push it to the limit. Because the baby, Elise, she has to be reprogrammed every Sunday when she come back. And I'm like, what are you be doing over there?
Yeah, I got one like that, too. I got to reprogram her.
Reprogram every Sunday. You got to put the reset button.
I'm not really a whooper. I'm going to love customers. I do. I love sit your ass with daddy.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't have them regular grandkids where you can say, honey, take the trash out.
Okay, I don't even think they make regulars no more. We was the last generation of regulars,
I
think.
Irregular. Yeah, I was an irregular child. So.
I think we the last generation of the regulars and irregulars that they don't have, just stay away or no way. But y'all, while we sitting here talking, y'all can also call in and chat with us live. Our number is 515-605-9800. That's 515-605-9800. This is Jizerradio.com. It is the Talk the Tana Show each and every Tuesday, y'all. I got some custom-made shirts for my First Friday comedy show. They come in medium, large, extra large, 2X and 3X. And if you need more than that, we can definitely get it. I have a variety of colors in all different sizes. They're $20. You can get it and wear it to the show. That would be real dope. I might have a funny First Friday T-shirt day and everybody that come get a photo shoot. So they come in all different sizes. They come in colors. And if you want something on the back, we can always add that for a small fee. Yep. Everything comes with me.
Always.
Yeah. So shout out to Raw For Real, Jasmine B. That's our clothing line. You want custom shirts for your business, your family reunion, hats, T-shirts, sweatshirts, sweatsuits. You name it. We can probably stick something on there somewhere. So that's 2022 starting off with a bang. Like I said, we just had the Funny First Friday show, the first one of the year, and we had Sweaty Hands Day, Shorty Doo-Wop, Hip City, myself, y'all. Lit. Very nice venue. Very nice venue. So shouts out to the Premium Ultra Lounge. The bar staff was good. The food was good. The DJs was good. We just got that was the first time working together. Well, me and my cousin Smooth don't work together before. We used to work together at the King of Clubs when I had the comedy shows there. And I think we was on a radio show before, too.
One of your very first comedy shows, I came out as Double Burrow. You was at the Elks.
The Elks Lounge, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was good.
On 16th and Riverside. Wow Wow Wednesdays.
I came and did comedy and poetry, I think. And at that time, I don't even think I had the hypnotic name yet. I think I came as Teresa or Double Burrow.
I think he was Double Burrow. I remember that as Double Burrow.
And Sweaty Hands, you know, we go back to, you know, elementary school, probably 45 years, maybe 44 years or whatever. And he named me Double Burrow. And I used to do comedy and stuff with him. Everybody's trying to get their feet wet. And he said, "I'm going to name you Double Burrow." I said, "Double Burrow?" He's talking about my nostrils. My he said, "Yeah, we're going to name you Double Burrow, the Shotgun of Comedy," which was actually a great name.
Right.
You know, and I should have just kept it and rolled with it, but I didn't because a girlfriend of mine got killed. And when she got killed, it just kind of destroyed something in me, you know. So I never pursued it. I often think about it because comedy comes natural for me on certain aspects. And but I didn't stick with it.
Well, you knew and improved now. You started off as Double Burrow. You done moved into hypnotic. You the bougie broad. You Miss Hattie Mae.
All kinds of bitches.
Not to mention, you still gotta be Teresa Stewart when you wake up in the morning.
All day.
You still gotta wake up to be her in the morning.
Gotta be
every morning, every day. So that is truly a blessing. To be able to hold that many hats and still be a mom, an employee, employer, you know, an auntie, an uncle, a cousin. You got to be everything, shit.
But I think, you know, even more than that, you know, I'm not really super religious or anything, but I do believe. Because even though we do all those things, the hardest job out of all of those things is to be a child of God. And when I say that, people think that it's easy to be a child of God. No, it's easy to quote.
Right.
God.
Right.
You know, but to apply it, that's where it becomes tough. You know, you have to, because, you know, when somebody molests your child, you're ready to react.
Yes.
But God's word said, behave, be still, you know, and those are tough. You know, God's word says, forgive. Well, I don't want to run this. I want to do something to him. So the hardest job that I've ever had is to be a child of God. But it's also the most rewarding. The most rewarding piece of my life.
And that's when you stated earlier about getting your blessings out of something that happened.
Struggles. Out of uncommon places.
So you struggled to try to deal with that, but you still was getting a blessing out of it.
You have
by minding God.
You have to be obedient.
Yeah.
And you have to sow seeds. And, you know, I'm here to older people, even older than us. Sow seeds. Well, it's easy to sow a seed to your daughter's clothing line. It's easy to sow a seed to somebody selling some Girl Scout cookies.
Right.
Uncommon seed is someone you don't know. You don't know nothing about them. It could be somebody that's on the street. You say, well, I'm not giving them nothing. They ain't really home. They can go around the corner and get an Alexa. You
right.
really don't know that. But if your heart tells you in that moment
to
give,
that.
that's what you do. And you let them leave your hand, and then you trust God to harvest it. You know what I'm saying? And I've learned that time and time and time again, Tana, and I have yet to regret it. And when the Word of God says to give from your heart, you remember giving. You know, back at Christmas, just this Christmas past, I have cranial nerve damage in my face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I went to go get my prescription filled. And I remember paying for my stuff. And something said, pay for the next three. Now, I know it couldn't have been Thomas. I would have said, help, you pay for the next three.
Okay.
Something said, pay for the next three. Had a very successful life, very successful bougie bra earring,
right.
You know, whatever. Something said, pay for the next three. I looked at the next three. Everybody was older than me. So I said, shit, they can't even have medicine. Look like a
thin don't know what
list.
It is.
Yeah. So I stepped out of line, and I told the cashier, I said, I want to pay for the next three. So she looked at me like I'm crazy. And so, you know, you had to pay for each one later ring
right.
out. So I paid for one lady. She just walked on like it wasn't none. Thank you. That's all. And I don't know what I expected from it. I'm just.
Right.
Ended up being $287. Not a lot of money. But it was still Christmas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I had family to buy for and everything. But it was $287. And I was leaving out of CVS. And there was a white lady. Race is never that big of an issue, but she was white, and I'm saying it for a reason. She said, "You the lady paid for my prescription?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "I know, because you got on that big bright ass orange coat, which is that coat right there." And I said, "Yes, ma'am." And she had this $20 bill rolled up in her hand, and she said she had 30 days to live. She was in her final stage of terminal cancer.
Wow.
She had 30 days to live. She was getting her prescription, and she said, "It's probably the last time I'll get this prescription, you know." And she didn't tell me that she knows. She said, but she was born in Tipton, Indiana, or Clinton, Indiana, Tipton, and very racist community. She said, "I grew up racist. My parents was racist. My grandparents was racist, everything." And she said, "I never thought in my life that in my last day it would be Black people that would help me."
Wow.
And she said, "Thank you." And so she tried to hand me the $20, and I said, "I don't need the $20. And she said, "But that's all I can give you." I said, "I didn't give you to receive your $20, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, "Well, will you do me an honor?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." I said, "What's that?" She said, "May I shake your hand?" And I said, "No, I'll do you one better." I said, "I'll hug you." And I hugged her. And she said, "Well, how can I keep in touch with you?" So I gave her a business card, which does have my personal cell phone.
Right.
She never called or anything. And then the call that I got was her son calling me. She had passed away.
Wow.
And when 2 days before she passed, she said, "Look in the drawer and hand me that card. It's my business card." And she said, "I need you to call that Black lady." And then she changed it. She said, "No, I need you to call that lady and tell her I said thank you for a smile."
Wow.
You know, and it was a seed that I sowed in an uncommon place.
And didn't know nothing.
Didn't know nothing about
you
her.
Was listening to somebody that you wouldn't even expect them to talk to you right then.
Son, I came home, though, Tana. Came home. Didn't even think about the tour. I just think about her, the conversation. Didn't think about the money. Woke up the next day. I had an inbox. Very next day. Not weeks later, not months later. The next morning. I had an inbox, and it was a lady that had a boutique at the London Heathrow. It's a London, that's a URL in London.
In London.
There was a lady, a customer of mine, that has a boutique in the United Kingdom that was going through the airport, and the lady was interested in the earring that she had, and she gave her my card.
Wow.
And she said, how much would it cost me for 4 dozen earrings? 4 dozen earrings is 48
right.
pair of earrings. So I tried to come up with a wholesale, and she says, no. She said, how much would you sell them for? So I told her, you know, $15, $18 or whatever. She paid me $15 for 48 pair of earrings that night for earrings that she don't even need to February.
Wow.
So when I say all of that to say this is that because I obeyed and I sold that uncommon seed, God blessed me with somebody not across the street or around the corner, a boutique in my local city or not even in the United States.
A whole
this woman was in London.
A whole nother country.
A whole nother. And paid for the earrings.
Because she was serious.
She was serious.
I want your business, and I want it today, and I'm going to pay you right now.
I still think God has something on it. I know God has something on it because woman didn't know me. She had to trust me.
Through your conversation.
To take her money.
Mm-hmm.
And
provide
the
product.
And given I've already did the 4-day period. They're already gone. They wouldn't even do to the end of February. They're gone. And I take that lie back. 3 dozen of them are gone. I had a dozen to make. I got 6 more to go. 5 more to go. Whatever. Anyway, nonetheless, I don't know. It's almost like, Tana, somebody, you get a blessing, put in hand and you throw it. And trust God to deliver wherever it needs to go. And then in the meantime, somebody else is throwing it back.
And you don't even know you're catching it.
And it's delivered right on your porch. And so, again, to sit there and have somebody drop down there $1,000. And then on top of paying for the earrings, she says, here's $200. Merry Christmas. She don't know me, Tana.
She
don't know me.
To.
She
don't because know. Just like you didn't know that lady that you paid, you didn't know none of the
none
three
of them.
People.
None of
and
them.
And you paid something out. For them, they wasn't expecting that.
And
you wasn't even expecting it.
I came in and paid for my own stuff. I was hurting. And I attached the Bougie Bras. I started Earring Club in 2015. And the Bougie Bras, I have 540-some members. I can't remember the exact. It's under 550, you know, members to the Bougie Bras.
Okay. So that's the statistics we got to get into.
Yeah.
So you got 500 reliable customers.
Now, they don't buy every month.
Not necessarily every month, but they're your true supporters because they've been walking with you through this to get to this 25,000 pair.
And I've talked to every single, either virtually, you know, somewhere on phone, messages or whatever. It's not that I'm just going to take their money. I'm going to acknowledge. I'm going to be with sisters, you know what
right.
I'm saying? And then when I make the money, I make sure that I bless other people with the money that they give to me. So it wasn't just the
receiving it.
It wasn't just the prescription. It was a little girl who didn't have any arms or legs, and I adopted her for Christmas. Her toys were about 3 things, and they were expensive, not super expensive. They wasn't Xbox 360
right.
expensive, but they were still costly. Toys that can't afford her motor skills, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We did that, and so I went to do a ministry at a nursing home, and there's a wing in the nursing home. They had a tree, giving tree, whatever. They had names, so nobody was taking a name. That's why I'll take 2. Someone said, take all of them. Take all of them. Let me hold on something. I had said it before I realized
that you had
said, I'll take all of them. On this, I had 13 or 14 of them, and they just wanted like candy and socks and blankets and little stuff like that. So it came to under $500. And I'm not saying that I had a lot of money, but I am saying that when I did that, I attached the Bougie Bras. So the gifts didn't come from Teresa Stewart.
Right.
It came from the Bougie Bras. No name, no nothing.
Which is 520-something people.
Over time. And we also bought groceries for a family, bought all the toilet paper, blah, 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 the food, the whatever. I didn't care if she had food stamps. I didn't care what she had.
Right. That ain't for me to judge. I got a mission for you.
So outside of my family, the Bougie Bras, and for any of you that are out there listening, the Bougie Bras, we spent probably just under $2,000 on uncommon places. You know, I have no idea, you know. But to come back and Tana from just a measurable mark from 2020, the top of COVID, January 2020, to this past Sunday, January 9th, I think it was the 9th. I am 100% sold out of every freaking earring I've ever made. Calls in my box and says, do you have any earrings?
Hey.
And I stay humble with all that because that was a lot of work. That was a lot of work, you know, but
50 pair of earrings a week,
one minimum
person single-handedly making them.
Yeah.
That is a lot. And it's a lot of concentration. It's a lot of thought process. And
for me, it's a lot of work, yeah. But I get into a zone where I may knock out 12 or 18 earrings in a day.
Right.
It might, but it's got to be a zone. It's not something that I just come home and say, oh, my God, I'm going to knock out 18 pair of earrings like
no.
that. But I notice that every time I'm going through something hurts, something that's making me cry, that I go into this crazy manic, this creative mode, and the earrings go to another level. The creativity go to another level, the thought process, and I'm like,
you did that? Yeah, you did that.
You know, and then I displayed a few weeks ago, I displayed 26 pair of earrings at 2:30 in the morning, literally 2:30 in the morning. 25 of the earrings were gone in 60 seconds. Literally 60 seconds.
In spite of getting up to go to work the next morning.
And got up and went to work the next
morning. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what we're trying to find out. We're trying to find where the real women and men at entrepreneurs showing what it takes to make it happen for yourself. You don't necessarily have to depend on other people. You got to have a will. You got to have a mind frame. You got to have a mindset. And most definitely, you got to make the time to do it.
You got. I mean, the gift is there.
Also, you just got to use it.
You got to discover it. And oftentimes, your gifts are discovered in adversity. Your gifts are discovered. You discover your gifts when you're going through something. COVID is going to produce more money
than anything.
Because when you're losing your job and you don't have money and you can't go to work or whatever the case may be, you start realizing that Pat ain't the only motherfucker that can cook a sweet potato pie.
Right.
I'm going to get in there and cook. You know? Was it Gibbs Got Tips?
Yep.
Gibbs. All these different businesses that are popping up. Look at Katina Washington. You know, she created the She Event some years ago with no.
And it has bammed out.
And now she's in the mall, you know, with several businesses under her umbrella, you know. But, again, all that looks glorious on the surface. But, honey, when I tell you, I know firsthand that sister put in some work.
Right.
You know, against naysayers, against the hiccups and the roadblocks and the no's.
And the odds.
And all of that. So we all, you know, look at the comedy, you know, the comedy set, what you've done. You know, how many people, how many shows did you go to and there was two people, three people versus the sellout crowds, you know,
it's an up and down. Yeah. It's an up and down situation. Like you cannot even you can sell 100 tickets and still might not have but 20 people in the audience.
And it's not even in the numbers, you know, because I don't when I go live on Facebook, I don't have 60 and 80 people on my live.
Right.
I have 15 or 20
good ones.
But I realized it in that 15 and 20 when it's never in the number. It's never in the number of people that show up, you know, but when you have 15, 20 people, and they're buying 5 and 6 pair of earrings,
right.
Why do you need 70 and 80 people?
You don't.
But of the people that show up, you make sure
that those people.
Any entrepreneur listening, we're all in business to make money. I get it. That's the bottom line. I ain't doing this to break even. I ain't doing this to just give it away. None of that. But you have to be mindful that people that support you are your pillars. You know, they're your base. You take care of them. And when you take care of them, they'll take care of you. And the Bougie Bras have held me down on so many different things, Tana. They, from crying with me, laughing with me, praying with me, promoting me, sharing me, tagging me, giving my cards away, that now there's nowhere that I can go in the city typically.
Right.
And don't see a Bougie Bra earring in somebody's ear.
Hey, That, and that's good when you can walk around and see your product and the person don't even know that they standing in front or behind the person that actually made that earring.
I remember being in a store and a girl said, oh, my God, your earrings are pretty. She's a girl. Yeah. My sister, she goes to this bougie bra and gets the earring. I'm 1 or 2 hours old when I'm listening. And it just tickled me. And there was a part of me wanted to say, I'm the bougie bride. You know, it wasn't even necessary. But that was a part of me wanted to do
wanted
that.
To do that.
And she said, honey, you may as well put that back. And she said, I had a card. And she said, I ain't got no card, but my sister got it. She called a sister. The sister gave her the phone number, you know, and she's now a customer of mine.
That's it. Yeah. See, blessings on top of blessings.
Blessings on top of
always. They don't necessarily have to be in faith, and you don't got to be looking for them. They just happen. They show up because you deserve to have them. You know,
you gotta earn it.
You gotta earn it. So we're gonna take a short break, and then we're gonna come back. I don't think we're ready for Hattie Mae yet. We're gonna make her on this last segment. So we're gonna come back with hypnotic. And you know, we got just a talented person in here that we can. I wish I had a changing booth so she could change her clothes and really get into character. But
I can be in character right here.
She don't need to do all of that because this is her shit and she's crafted it. So.
It's my shit.
It's her shit. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to take a short break. We're going to bring out some more Mary J. Y'all know because it's her birthday, and that's my favorite artist. So y'all going to hear her for the rest of my show tonight, and then we'll get back to somebody else tomorrow. But I include her with some other people in. It ain't just going to be her. So this is another one of my favorite songs, and if you're listening to me, you should be.
And it's all tonight. It's about time. Oh, I am missing Helping you get on your feet. 11 gifts of sacrifice. And you can see me at the drop of a dime. Swallow my fears, stood by your side. I should have left you at the thousand times.
Is the Talk to Tana radio show each and every Tuesday from 7 to 9 at YizerRadio.com and also YizerTV.com. There is 8 different channels on YizerTV. excuse me. So you can log in www.YizerTV.com and see the 8 different locations where you can see entertainment. You can see...
how do you spell Yizer?
Business, Y-I-S-S-O-R.
Okay.
www.yissorradio.com or www.yissortv.com, whichever one you want to log into. The radio station is basically where we're on live right now, like right now.
Like right now.
And you can hear other TV shows that are being broadcasted right here in this location. We will be filming and recording karaoke contest starting in February, so stay tuned for that. We're going to tell you next week how to go about signing up for the show, what you need to do, the requirements, and all that good old stuff. So stay tuned. We definitely have all that coming. February the 4th, 2022, we have the comedy show for the Funny First Fridays. We have For Show, Miss Up Close and Personal, D. Lee, and Little Stephanie. All right. So that show's going to be lit. We have a show on the 22nd of January. And are y'all ready? It's going to be a 70s themed comedy show. How's that? Because we said so. The 70s show consists of Robert Sweaty Hands Day, myself, Tana B, Show Time, Chicken Huff, and Makiba. Where your 70s gear?
Girl, what they should have did is incorporated Mom's Mabel.
Ooh.
Patty Mabel is like Mom's.
Oh, we might have to have a special.
She was part of the Chitlin Circuit. She was the first millionaire.
We might have to have a special guest open up or something like that on the 22nd. We're going to have to talk about that.
She's definitely a 70s artist.
And then we also, on the 29th of January, y'all, we wowing all the fuck out. We got a country and western comedy show, January the 29th, Sweaty Hands Day, Miss Poovy, Little Stephanie, Makiba, and myself, Tana B. We're going to be at the American Legion Post, number 24 in Columbus, Indiana. We're going to be dressed in cowboy gear, cowgirl gear. I'm trying to find me a horse to ride in that motherfucker. So if you know somebody, show somebody. Because that's going down. We also got the T.P. Hearns Valentine's show going on February the 11th. I know Miss... I don't know. Are you on there as Hypnotic?
I'll be. It's not the day show. I'm in the after party.
Okay. She's on the after party set. So, yeah. Okay. So, that show, I don't have the actual flyer in front of me, but I will make sure that I let y'all know exactly who's going to be listed on that show. Oh, hold on. Wait a minute. Yeah. I'll let y'all know as soon as I get that flyer in my possession who's going to be on that show. And then also, let me tell y'all what's going on. Single Ladies Night Out. Aries and the Stallions, they are strippers.
Mm.
Hmm. Yes. We got Ben, Sunkle, Lisa D, Lil Stephanie, and myself, and Miss Poovy. And it's going to be hosted by Gigi. So this is going to be a live show. All ladies show with all male strippers. Mm. I'm down with all shit. That's going to be February. Okay, him. February 14, 2022. And that's at Club Chaparral. I'm going to have more information and everything on everybody coming up. All you got to do is send me your flyer, send me your information so we can let them know where to find you at. Because that's how we do. Okay, so now we got Miss Hypnotic in the building.
Right.
So she's going to give us a little bit of poetry, a snippet, snippet, snippet. We're going to talk about it. We're going to rewind and shit. And then we're going to introduce Miss Hattie Mae to y'all before we leave. So, Miss Hypnotic.
Yes, ma'am.
Give me something right now.
What you want, Tana?
Hey,
Christ or afterwards.
I need both of them. So it's up to you. However you want to do it, show them what you're working with.
All right. I ain't chicken. This first piece is called How Like My Man. It's probably one of my most requested pieces. It's How Like My Man. It's how I like my man. I don't know how you like yours. I don't know how they like theirs. I'm going to tell you how I like mine. I like my man like I like my coffee. I like him early in the morning, strong and black. In fact, I like him with me on top and him laying flat on his back. I'm whispering to his ears, baby, slap that ass. I like my man with a whole lot of cash. Me in the mall with him carrying the bag.
Hey.
I like my man with good credit. So whatever Hypnotic want, he say, baby, you can get it. I like him sticking dick to me like he running cross country. I like him athletic, smart, alphabetic. He likes to bump with me in my pumps. He likes me stiletic. And I don't care if he pulls my hair because it used to be synthetic. My body moves smooth. These words roll off my tongue. I like him hung and he likes me because I'm poetic. I like a man that role plays. He be the boss and I be the employee. He be the pimp and I be the hoe. I had a pole knocking down my dough. Excuse me, miss. What's all the commotion? I got this big dick nigga beating up my fallopians. Hell no. I don't want no restraining order because I'm a caveman's bitch. I need him beat it harder. Dick so deep that he broke my water. And I ain't even pregnant with his son or his daughter. I be that best supporting actress when we on that mattress. And I hope it's postrapeated because fucking with Hypnotic nigga, you gon' need it. Like Michael Jackson, I want you to beat it. A fat kid with kicked eye, want you to eat it. And unlike your church, I don't want you to plant your seed in it because Hypnotic don't believe that your seed should be sown. Because see, my kids is grown. I don't need no fucking babysitter when I leave home. But we can play house. And I don't mind if he park his dick in my mouth like it's a two-car garage. I like a man that works hard and don't mind taking charge. When he gets home, I will greet and salute. Take his feet out his boot and greet him like he is a sergeant. And like El DeBarge and them, he sends chills up my spine every time I take one look at him. That is the way I like my man.
I could go so many places with that.
That's how I like him.
Starting home.
No, I made it say, that's how I like him.
Hey, just the fallopian tube got me.
Break them.
Hey. I can't record that shit. I needed some of that shit wrote down so I could tell the motherfucker, if this is what you're not doing in 2022,
with them,
I don't
tubes,
need you.
If you're fallopian my tube.
I don't need you. Because you's through.
Yeah.
Because I got shit to do. And I ain't got no tubes.
Like getting rid of you.
So you definitely got to be hitting up here in the chest area.
Rearrange some furniture, nigga. Go up in there and rearrange some furniture.
Oh, my goodness. That shit is the bomb. I cannot wait. This show is going to be super, super, super lit. We going to start it off. I don't know. She might have to work twice. I don't know.
What you got
to
do?
I might have to get a sponsor just for her. Shit.
What you got
to
do?
I might have to get on my fucking set. I see that there is a correction that needs to be made on this flyer for the Funny First Friday Comedy Show. CNT Cafe is the sponsor. You can purchase tickets from there. That is not the location. It is at the Premier Ultra Lounge, 10202 East Washington Street, right next to Target. So I apologize. I'm just now seeing that. So I want to make sure that nobody shows up at CNT Cafe because they won't be open. You can go there during the day. No, they won't be open for the show.
I said they're closed.
The door is open at 7:30, but it says CNT Cafe. They're on there as a sponsor, not the address of the event. I just want to make sure that everybody knows that and that is clear. Shouts out to the Right Touch Barbershop. Shouts out to the artist Bell Bonds. I got people calling and wanting to know how can they be sponsors on the show. And definitely we're going to get you in the rotation. And I'm booked out to March right now. I'm working on April show. It's my birthday show, so you know that got to be lit.
Yeah.
The February show is actually going to be my daughter Jazz's 25th birthday bash show, too. So, y'all, you know it's going to be lit. She thinking like P-Valley type of party.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I don't know. I'm just going to tell you that the February 4th show is going to be a must-see. Because after the show, we turn it all the way up for my daughter's 25th birthday party. So shout out to Raw For Real in the building. Shout out to Hypnotic for telling y'all how she liked her man. And she meant that shit. I love it. We're going to take a one-song break, and we're going to come back right back. And we're going to come back with Hattie Mae, because Hattie Mae got something to tell y'all for 2022. So, y'all, stay tuned, listen. And y'all also can call in, and then I can ask y'all a couple questions, or y'all can ask us 1-515-605-9800. That's 515-605-9800. Talk to Tana each and every Tuesday from 7 to 9. Y'all, hold it down for me while we hold it down for you. And this is how we're going to keep it moving.
Your joy, one day, a friend of mine. We played a game Wednesday, went away Thursday. Things were in the same Friday. Day you came back, I wanted to kiss you on Saturday, but Sunday we lay.
All right. Talk to Tana in every Tuesday from 7 to 9 right here on YizerRadio.com. Make sure you do get your Funny First Friday tickets in advance. All the comedians do have tickets. There are tickets located at the location for CNT Cafe. That's 3716 North Sherman Drive, Indianapolis, Indiana. They serve food all day. The bomb-ass breakfast, the home of the Big Greasy Burger. You can call them at 317-672-7077. That is our sponsor for the month of February. That is not the location of the venue. The venue is 10202 East Washington Street, right next to Target, the OBW3s in the Washington Square Mall. Beautiful location. For you ladies that like to take selfies and look like queens and princesses, they got the right shit for you right there. Hell, if you want to play the piano, they got one of them motherfuckers in there too. So with that being said, we got so many shows popping off this month. Don't forget, we're at the 29th. We're in Columbus, Indiana with the Country Western show. We got the 70s show at the Masterpiece on the 22nd. So it's going down all over the board. So y'all just stay tuned because we got shit going on. Shouts out to YizerTVRadio.com. And I have just entered the building. A personal friend of mine, her name is Hattie Mae, and she just want to talk to y'all about how we going to do 22. Hey, Hattie Mae, how's it going, girl?
Hey, baby, we need to make an old correction, honey. I ain't your friend, honey. I'm too old to be your damn friend.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, get that shit straight. I'm your auntie.
Okay, this my auntie, Hattie Mae.
Yeah, that's right. I'm Aunt Hattie Mae.
Hattie Mae is in the building, y'all.
In the building. I own this damn building.
Hattie Mae got that kind of clout. That she can go in and say she own the shit.
I own this shit. Ain't never paid a damn bill in this place, but I own this shit. I spoke it into existence. I own this shit.
It's going to be yours tomorrow.
It's mine today.
Right now, Hattie.
I said right now, God. This place is mine right now.
Right now. So how you been feeling 2022?
Honey, just another year to be alive, honey. Be north of the dirt. I'm just feeling blessed, a lot more blessing, a lot of people going to the grave, honey, a lot of dreams going to the grave, a lot of ambition going to the grave because people ain't making the shit happen, honey.
Oh, shit, Hattie. Ain't Hattie Mae, since you're my auntie now. Ain't Hattie Mae, what would you suggest these people do in 22 that they didn't get to do no other year?
Live. Woo. I think that they should dream, you know. You can dream with your eyes open, shit. We didn't know dream with our eyes closed. Make it happen. Step out. If you make a mistake, you know, the worst thing that you could ever do, and take it from me, and I don't even know how old I am, shit. I just know that I'm old. It's to stop starting over. Quit starting over. Just keep going.
Right, right.
Keep going. Keep your ass going. That's all I got. You know why I don't live this long being as fine as I am, honey. Because
you looking good.
Yeah, baby. You jealous. I'm a good looking old. I mean, you know, I ain't old. I'm a good looking. I'm fine.
Yeah, you fine as wine.
I'm fine.
Or what they say, you as fine as a hair on a
turtle. You know, you're trying too hard. We're not going to do all that, honey. You're trying too hard for
that shit.
Let me tell you, honey. You know, this year, I'm going to get me an ups nigga.
Ooh.
A ups nigga, honey. He got on that brown shoe.
Mm-hmm.
He got them brown boots, honey. He got that brown skin. He get out of that brown truck, deliver a Hattie a brown package. Ups nigga work UPS, honey.
Ooh.
I need me a nigga that going to deliver all kind of packages to Hattie Mae.
To Hattie Mae?
To Hattie Mae.
You getting the package.
I want the package.
She want the package, nigga.
I want the package, nigga.
That's what she said. Everything got to be brown.
Prime
stops. Not them late night ones when it's dark outside. Come all day while the lights is on and the sun is up.
While I'm awake. So you
take a sleeping pill.
Babe, I don't need no sleep. I got to just sit down for 30 seconds and it's over.
Oh, shit. 30 seconds?
Yes, babe, I'm old. I'm not got to be older, honey. I still get it on sometimes. You know, I had to tell them keep the car running, though.
Okay. Well, that's something to know for 22, Ms.
Keep the car running.
Keep the car running. She said it might not take her that long.
It ain't going to take me that long, honey. Whoever gets there first is the luckiest motherfucker in the planet, honey. But keep your car running so you can't spend the night.
Oh, no spending the night
in
22.
You ain't spending the night.
Oh, shit. That sounds like some shit that should have been going on a long time ago.
Babe, I put the Pro Institute. I used to be a prostitute. I put the Pro Institute. Me and Rahab were friends, honey.
Ooh.
Rahab, you know, she made it to the Bible. She was notable for the Bible, mm-hmm. honey, but I didn't make the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I did too much shit to get in the Bible.
You made
honey.
Some other stories.
Yeah, I made, honey, I did a whole lot of shit.
Made headline news and other news.
I didn't make the Bible.
Okay. Well, it's okay. You in other places.
Yeah, but I need to be in the Bible.
Are you in the bathroom at any gas station?
All over the wall, honey.
Oh, shit.
My name all over the wall at the gas station, the Phillips 66, the Shell. You know, honey, I put the Pro Institute.
That's a professional putting the Pro Institute. That is some shit. That's a motherfucking college. You don't even need a grant to go to.
Baby, the reason why when you go to church, the church bench is called a pew.
Ooh.
I just left the club and can't set my ass on the church bench with no drawers on.
Ooh.
I was a pewstitute in church.
Oh, pewstitute.
I was a pewstitute. I had a deacon. I had me a couple of deacons. I done had a pastors, honey, in the pastoral. I had to get baptized 5 times, honey. And I still don't have it right.
But you trying. God ain't through with you yet. You keep going sitting on the pew with no drawers on. I don't know what's going to happen.
That's why it's called a pew, honey.
A pew.
Because it stank.
It stank.
And it stank. It's called a pew.
Pew. All y'all sitting on good pussy.
On a sheet, honey. We used to come straight from the club, honey. We used to run straight to the club for the masterpiece, honey, from the down low, from the chili bowl, from the rich. Come straight from the club to the church.
Sit your dusty ass on that pew.
Drunk.
And that's why they call it the pew.
That's why they call it a pew, honey. It was
straight. And a bunch of y'all probably done pewed in that mug, too.
After they drink the grape juice.
After they drink the grape juice.
With the cracker.
Yeah, that probably will upset your stomach.
The little cracker. Honey.
When it's the holy cracker and the holy wine going on a sinning stomach.
He gave me my
in a sinning seat.
Honey, the pastor gave me my little grape juice, you know, little cracker. I wanted some brown swagger.
What?
I said, what my brown
with
swagger?
The cracker?
He said it was communion. I need some brown swag with my cracker, nigga.
Oh, shit. Brown swagger.
Brown swagger.
With the cracker.
With the cracker.
Because you got to have, you can't have one without the other.
Honey,
it's like a combination.
They said that this is the food, you know, that or God. I said, I still need some brown swagger.
With the God should have sent some brown swagger. Like he could have sent one roll and fed 75,000 people.
I ain't want no catfish.
Everybody
wouldn't brown swagger.
Everybody wasn't gonna eat the brown swagger. So that would have lasted for a lot of people to eat. Maybe somebody could have left.
I like brown swagger.
You like brown swagger?
I like brown swagger.
How it make you feel?
It made me feel full.
Full? You only needed a little bit.
Just a little bit, honey, and that love. But I only wanted the brown swagger when I got the communion at the church.
Right, because it go with the wine and the cracker.
And the cracker.
Yeah, you got to have. You can't have
outside
one
of
that, without the
other. Yeah, outside of that, I don't need no brown swagger, honey.
You can't have crackers
what
without brown swagger.
What is this woman in this room? Who is this, honey? Who
Catrice.
Hi, Catrice. Hi, how are you? Babe, it's obvious that you didn't go to my daycare because you don't walk into the room without speaking to Hattie Mae.
Catrice, you tripping. You didn't even speak to Miss Hattie Mae.
Well, how are you, Miss Hattie Mae?
You know, baby, I need you to start this day. Oh, you woke up rude.
Oh, you better walk out and come back in.
Ooh, who is that?
His ass is in trouble, too, because he didn't speak either.
But he ain't hurt.
He can get it.
No, babe, what's your name, honey? Who is it? What's his name, honey?
His name is CEO.
His name is who?
CEO.
CEO.
Mm-hmm.
What's that, honey? What's CEO? No, babe, you disrespectful. We're gonna start this over.
Okay,
you
so I
gotta
give
like
a proper introduction to the CEO.
What's a CEO?
The CEO.
Baby, you keep saying it, but you ain't telling me what you know.
Every other thing. Now the CEO.
But what he saying, honey? He's kind of frail looking, baby.
He's the owner of this operation. I had him.
And they just made me
His
moist.
Name is Dwayne, actually.
Dwayne just made me moist when you said he owned some shit.
Oh.
Yeah, I still got a little moist.
You got that?
Here.
That's why he got that champion hat on. He weren't walking around
fighter.
Making people moist.
He's a fighter.
Ooh. That's what he be doing. He be making people moist.
See, this microphone right here, my remind me of things I used to do.
Well, we going to get you on a smaller one or a big one for the next show. They come in different sizes.
It depends on how much money they're paying, honey.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to work on you a budget.
No, baby. I have to work on no budget, baby. That's for you broke bitches. Patty don't want to give me no budget. Patty don't want no budget.
You don't want no budget?
Mm-mm.
You just want to get to it?
Just give me my shit.
Give her shit.
Give me my shit.
Don't be playing.
Broke bitches ball on budgets.
Shit. Well, I just know what my category is now.
So you the broke bitch balling on
a budget. Balling on a motherfucking budget. How about, hold on. I ain't just balling on a budget. I'm balling on another motherfucking budget. How about that?
Well, that might be a little double, honey. When you just got some money and you just got motherfuckers paying for shit, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm balling on somebody else's budget.
And I live in subsidized housing.
I paid my bills with my stuff, but I ball on their budget.
I live in subsidized housing, honey. I want 30% of everything.
Okay. That's a good number to have.
Yeah, I live, and I, you know, there's a lot of old men in there that be want to sniff up on Hattie, honey. I don't want nothing old.
But money, that's what they say, right?
You know, I just don't want nothing old, babe. I still, my parts still work.
Okay. So you don't want none of the money that got the blue stripes in them. You want all the old
I ain't saying nothing about no money. Don't be confusing.
Oh, I thought you
I'm
said
talking
money.
About... Old-ass men, but they say old men give you worms. They say they pee in you.
Ooh. Well, I think we be peeing them, too, so it's, like, even.
Mm-mm.
It ain't even, like, the squirting ain't the pee that people say.
Didn't I just tell y'all for the Pro Institute?
Oh, we talking to a professional about Pro Institute. And she's a who peeing? Why can't you pee before you go to do it?
You have to pee before you do it because if the motherfucker pissed on Hattie Mae, baby, it's time to call 911.
Ooh.
Don't pee on me.
Don't
pee on me. Not even by accident.
Do not R. Kelly. You know, not Hattie. She's
you,
not having that shit.
If you get your young girl, you want you a cat daddy, a sugar daddy, whatever,
mm-hmm.
Make sure he got three things.
What's the three things?
He needs high blood pressure. He needs diabetes
mm-hmm.
and dementia.
Okay, it sounds like he got a check.
It's high blood dementia, baby. He won't get hard. He gonna get his money, And he ain't gonna remember who the hell he gave it to.
Oh, shit. I'm okay, anybody daddy in this situation right now?
You need, I'm telling what you do, honey. He ain't gonna remember that he gave you that check. And mm-hmm. you ain't got to fool with his ass until the 28th of the month. I go, no. So you get ready for the next month.
Oh, okay. That's a plan right there.
That's the Pro Institute.
Okay, how can we join the Pro Institute? I mean, do you got classes going on right now? Can we learn how to do
it? www.hattiemaydontgiveafuck.com.
Okay, if y'all didn't hear that, www.hattiemaydontgiveafuck.com, and you could be a member of the Pro Institute, and you can get you some Pro Institution products and services.
We got a syllabus.
Ooh. Y'all pick people up and drop them off?
Girl, no, it's a syllabus, honey. We got a syllabus. We have an outline. Course outline.
Oh, a syllabus.
Yes.
That's a course outline and how to go to the Pro.
You know, you might
Institute.
Be the promoter of this show, baby. You're not gonna sit there and correct Hattie.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I ain't trying to. Auntie, this is the last thing I want to do is be disrespectful to you.
I slap that mic out your hand.
Okay, and I ain't even holding it. So that's some shit right there. She gonna slap the mic out of my hand, and I ain't even holding it. So Auntie Hattie made. Correct me what I thought I was saying for you. Let them know how to get on the Pro Institute program and how they sign up for it.
They have to be able to assume the position.
Okay.
You know, to be a Pro Institute, you got to be a prostitute. You can't sit there missionary style. You can't just lay there. You got to do some acrobatics, honey.
Okay.
You got to, but you get your money up front.
So you got to be fit first, or you got to have a bank account first.
The motherfuckers be able to swipe.
Oh,
you know, you need to swipe, honey, you know, and you got to be able to assume the position, but you make him think that he all that.
Okay.
That's why you get sugar daddy, honey, rub his old bald ass head, honey, spank his ass, tell him what he used to be like.
Oh, yeah.
And but I'm going to train him up.
Okay, so.
Tell him what he used to be like.
When is the next training class?
I'm putting together a program now, honey. You know, everything's online.
Yeah.
And virtual. You know, and Hattie don't get into all that new technology. So I'm putting together a syllabus.
Okay. So, y'all, we got to figure out when this syllabus is going to come.
We're putting together a program.
A program. For the prostitute.
For the prostitute to be a professional.
Hey, that shit sounds so interesting. I want to sign up, shit. Can I sign up tonight?
Maybe you'll push your 50-year-old now.
Oh, shit. I thought that's when the good pussy start.
No, baby, that's when the pussy start retiring.
Oh.
That's when the pussy start retiring, huh? You start just laying there and shit. Okay. Don't nobody want no lady that pussy.
I haven't met that part of me yet, and I hope I don't.
You know, I ain't never been in a bed with you, but you look like somebody going to lay real still. Like you gonna lay
well, this is one thing for certain, two things for sure. You ain't gonna know, Auntie.
No, I don't want to know.
You're not gonna know that
you
part.
You know, I had a young man try to rape me, honey. I was running. You know, I looked good in my little sweatsuit, and he snatched my ass into the bushes.
In the bushes?
He snatched me into the bushes, honey. Pissed me off. And well, I got excited though. See, when he snatched me, I got excited. But you know when you snatch a bitch off the
radar,
you got to be coming with.
Okay.
Baby, he snatched my ass and threw me on the ground, pulled me by my hair, honey. My wig came off. You don't pull off a black woman wig.
Never.
And the wig came off. I thought he better come with something. He best to come with something. So I got in position. Honey, he had 2 inches of dick, and I like, you snatched me off for what? To do what?
He was playing.
I spanked his ass.
Okay. Don't be doing Auntie Hattie Mae like that.
You can't rape me. Don't rape me.
Not with no 2-inch dick. Nah. Let's start there.
Say, I looked at his dick like he was cross-eyed. He had 4.
Oh, inches. See. 2x2.
I cocked his dick.
Hey, right. If that ain't the pettiest shit I done heard, but that's some true shit. So what we're going to have to do, we're going to have to invite Auntie Hattie Mae back here to talk about some more shit for 2022 with y'all. Don't forget, we got the Funny First Friday show. We got the 70 show at...
The 70 show is in the
70s. Yeah, you got to dress like you in the 70s. You got to be like you in the 70s, and you got to show up at the Masterpiece with all this shit on.
Then
we're going to be for the Cowboy Show is on the 29th of January. Then we're going to come back next week and tell you about everything going on in February. So I'm rushing off because we only got like 10 seconds left. I love y'all. Please stay tuned. We got more shit. Thank you. Hattie Mae, Hypnotic, Teresa Stewart, Bougie Bra showing up all in one night. One person, one man band. It's Talk to Tana each and every Tuesday, 7 to 9, y'all. Love y'all. Peace out. Be safe. Hope to see y'all back here next Tuesday.
It's about time that we met.
It's about time.
It's about time.